You remember the joke before? It wasn't that much of a joke. Before the invasion of Iraq in 2003, we used to say in Washington, we know Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. We still have the receipts.
Out of curiosity, and this is the thing that always befuddles me, and you and I have this conversation all the time. Why isn't that joke the lead of every news story about Iraq? You know, the context that we sold them all those weapons. Why isn't that more prominent in all this
Well, story? Because it was a long time ago, and I think the nature, especially of 24/7 cable news today, is a focus on what's most recent, not necessarily on what's most important. You know, that was years ago. That was back in the 1980s. When you think about it, the chemical weapons that were used by the Iraqis against the Iranians. Mm-hmm. Came from components that were sold to them by the British, the French, the Germans, and the United States. The weapons that were used, the chemical weapons that were used against the Kurds in Halabja in 1988, again, the components were sold to them by Western Europeans and U.S. companies.
You're a real downer.
I'm a real underdog, yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. I have been thinking. I can't believe you haven't done anything on George Bush in Vietnam.
He's getting there on Friday.
It's his first visit. Just think about it.
He tried to get a deferment. He couldn't get one this time.
35 years ago, it's a sign of the times. 35 years ago, he joined the Texas Air National Guard to stay out of Vietnam. And now, he's going to Vietnam to stay out of Washington, right?